What's up, listeners? JTM here, and I wanted to take a moment to thank our sponsor, Serviceware. Serviceware is an Apple-authorized service provider located in Pleasanton, California. This family-owned and operated business started in 1981 as an electronics repair shop and has since become an industry leader in both phone and computer repair for all of your Apple product needs. Owner Justin Carvacho is also an avid listener to the podcast, and as TGG's first official sponsor, we couldn't be more excited for the partnership. So next time your Apple product's on the fritz, cut the long lines at the Apple store and shop local. Head on over to Serviceware, where you can rest assured that Justin and his team will give it back to you better than they found it. Learn more at serviceware.com. That's servicewr.com. Enjoy the show.
There's no going back now.
There's no going back now. TTG, turn this shit up. Turn that shit up. We're gonna bump for a little bit.
But not too long.
Ooh. Oh, man. What's up, everybody? Today is a special day. You hear that cowbell? Can you feel that cowbell? It is JTM in the kitchen. We are, as always, here at the Advanced Creative Studio in the beautiful Livermore Valley at the heart of the Vasco Roammakers District. I am with the one and only, fresh off the island, Savannah.
Yeah. I'm back.
Banana. Oh, sorry, no tropical Matt today. Banana. Someone had tropical.
Hey, can you actually always do that for me? The Savannah banana.
Tropical banana.
Just tropical or banana only when I come back from Hawaii.
But like the extra banana.
Yeah, I like that.
A banana.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Done deal.
It feels right.
Okay. No, send it, and Matt won't get it anymore because I can only do one.
Matt doesn't need it.
Okay. We are. With that said, we are Matt-less today. It is that time of the year. People are doing taxes and shit. So that's okay, because we filled the seats.
We did. And the table.
With talent. Filled the seats and table. We weren't going to say this in public, and no one's asking us to, but if we had a favorite episode, you'll have to listen to the end to find out which one it was. But
yeah.
There's a good chance you're watching it. Which you should be watching on Spotify, anywhere you listen to noise. Let's just fucking introduce them so we can start talking our shit and eating our shit.
Hit
right?
It. Lock in.
So you would have just enjoyed what hopefully was a fun review with Matt and I, as Savannah Banana was in Hawaii or just not available. She was in Hawaii.
I was mentally not
she
available.
Was, yeah, she wasn't there. She wasn't there. She was prepping for pizza day.
Fuck yeah, I was.
But new independent business here in the Livermore Valley, doing cool shit. People are excited to have them. We're excited to have them. They're the only guests who've ever come through the back door.
Yeah.
So, you know, shout out there.
Hey.
We have the one and only Cam and Joe. Of Corner Slice.
Let's go.
Pizza shop, baby. Let's go.
Oh, I thought
go.
You were going to go pizza.
Oh, I
ruined it. Do it again.
No, I'm shook now. I'm
maybe
shook.
At the end. Maybe at
I'm
the
shook.
End.
I might say it wrong. Yo, what's up, squad?
What's up, y'all?
Cheers. Come on, let's get after it.
Cheers. Let's go.
Let's get after it. We are as excited to have you as I hope you are excited to be here, truly.
This is nice.
So welcome in. it sounds like, you know, we were doing a little whoop-de-whoop prior to the episode, and we are grateful that you guys listen. And because you listen, you probably know that Savannah and I and Matt, we love this town, and we love eating our way through it. It's the best way to meet people. You find out everything you need to know about someone at a dinner table.
Yeah.
That's all I need to know.
Like, you grabbed that pepperoni.
That pepperoni.
That was all you needed to know.
You're a trustworthy
know.
Man.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm totally the guy, too, where it's that. I'm just like, you might pick up the pizza, and like, I'm grabbing the sausage that falls off. And you're like, dude, that was, give me a chance. That was mine.
I love there that, like, go. Little middle piece that sometimes, like, happens.
Oh.
Where it's, like, stuck just, in the middle. Yeah. And I'm like, fucking mine.
Okay, I'll fight you for that.
I will take that fight.
I will take that fight any day. Where the fuck was I going? I was sorry. We were talking pizza.
We eat through town.
So yeah, we eat our way through town. And that's how we found out about you guys, because, you know, we try and keep ourselves in the know. And it's like, and a conversation that not only we have, but Livermore has had for a long time is like, who the fuck makes pizza here?
Yeah.
You know, my buddies, they joke, and it's like, there's like realness to it, but like, it's also like, I hate hearing it, but they're like, yeah, Roundtable's the best pizza in Livermore. Because for a long time, like, it's lightweight.
No, it never was. It never will be.
Who? We'll say that for later.
The point is we haven't always had awesome pizzerias, and they're popping up in different capacities. We're going to talk about how each pie is a little different, but like we got this groovy kind of island punk rock corner slice pizza shop holding it down on the other side of Livermore for us. And we are simply excited to have you.
Thank you.
So welcome to town. I hope you guys, have you guys been feeling the love? Has Livermore been good to you?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Even before we opened, it was already like people were asking us and picking up when we had brown paper covering our window. And they're like, hey, you guys sell pizza? And I'm like,
What is this? Yeah. What are you guys doing almost, here?
Almost. And now they're regulars. So we see them every week.
Okay. And tell us now how long has it been open now?
7 months.
7 months.
Okay.
Yeah.
So 7 months young.
Yes.
7 months young. And you guys have time to record a podcast on Wednesdays, not Fridays, guys. We appreciate you making some time. We're happy
to
have you.
Which means you better fucking show up on Fridays.
Which means you better show up on Fridays. They bought us a couple of pies here, in which I'll let you introduce. What'd you bring us to hang out with? Because we very passive aggressively
requested our cheeses crust. It's three kinds of cheeses, including the one we top. And then we have a combo over there, as you would might call it, which is a pepperoni sausage, courtesy of the amazing people at the butcher shop.
Oh, is this the one?
Yes, sir.
Oh,
nice.
Oh, yeah. Yes,
good, clean pork, and then some fresh jalapenos and Zapp's hot honey.
And Zapp's hot honey.
Yes.
Which you should also be watching. Do you guys sell this a la carte? Or?
We don't.
Okay.
We don't.
So you only can get it on their pies, guys?
Yes.
Somebody's got to make them a really special proprietary one that they can sell.
I know a guy.
Yeah.
I know a guy.
I think I may know one too.
Yeah. I think that the guy's, he's still working on scaling hot oil.
Yeah. Anytime Jeremy comes up with something, I'm like, you know what else you should do? And then I pile five more things on top of it.
And he does it, right?
Fucking
and he does
do it.
Eventually, yeah.
Well, I'm looking forward to leaning in because there's a lot of cool things we want to do.
Let's go.
Which one's your favorite? Which one's?
I'm with the cheese. I like the cheese.
I don't want to answer that because they're both, I think.
They're both good for individual
today,
reasons.
This is me. Today, this is me. There's like things going on there. This is a beautiful, classic. Nuanced version of a classic, which I can totally appreciate. Yeah. But you fuck me up with that drizzle.
This one's impressive to me because if you're going to go simple, you whatever you have on there has to be so good. Mm-hmm. Has to be really good to stand on its own. So I'm impressed that this is standing on its own. It's so fucking good.
And then this dough you guys are eating is, I want to say, in this 50-hour range of fermentation.
Wow. Yeah.
So we sell them all. It goes from it can go as young as 32. Mm-hmm. We'll sell 32 hours. And then I can drag it as long as 72.
Well, so, I mean, let's just get there then.
Yeah.
I mean,
I'm sorry, go ahead.
That's fine.
I want to come back to that. No, let's cap that at the end.
I think he'll get there because, Corner Slice Pizza Shop, you guys can guess what they do. But, tell us what it is because you're more than a pizza shop. People sling pies. But, what is your pie, man? Who are you guys and what is this pie?
Yeah, it's me and my wife's pizza. I used to just make cheese, For the first couple of years, I barely make a pepperoni, so I just make cheese, cheese, because it's all dough. Mm-hmm. And then I realized I've made so much cheese that I'm like, what do we want from the cheese, right? We've eaten so many cheese pizzas. What do we want from the cheese?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So basically every pie on our menu was based off of this foundation. So, yeah, this is
And how long ago was this? What's our timeline?
Well, he was introduced to dough making in 2015.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
And that was
a hot second ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was back home in Guam. And he helped his cousin open up the only New York
pizzeria in Guam.
Is that
right? You guys are familiar with Joe's Pizza?
I don't think so.
I mean, just
Like your classic, authentic.
Yeah.
Yeah. So my cousin wanted to do that. I had kitchen experience and he's never had kitchen experience, but he had dough knowledge.
Okay.
So I'm like, okay. So we kind of combined it and then I really fell in love with it. It's your most basic dough. Mm-hmm. It's your most basic dough. And it's every day it's different.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't understand that. I came from I had a little bit fine line background.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's really controlled. So you make a sauce, portion it, it's going to be the same outcome every time. So go to making dough, follow dough percentage. And I'm like, why is this sticky? Mm-hmm. Or I come out and I'm like, why is this so tough?
It's different every time.
It's different every time.
Yeah.
Even though it's the same thing.
It's alive.
Yeah, it's alive. So that was so fascinating. Really humbled me.
Okay.
It really humbled
cheese
me.
Cheese is very similar that way, right? You have to be super precise to get it just right each time.
I think so. Yes, you're fresh mozzarella.
Yeah,
very difficult.
Because it's coming from the culture, right?
We're all talking the same thing, well, tell me about the pizza culture in Guam, right? Because
is it a big thing,
why pies, right?
It's
like
almost non-existent, I would say.
Yeah, it's no different here. I mean, we grew up on Little Caesars, man.
Little Caesars,
yeah.
My favorite growing up.
We're not pizza snobs. Okay. We're not pizza snobs.
Let's go. No, I'm an avid lover of Wiener Schnitzel, guys. I have coupons in my pockets at all times.
We have not gone yet.
You have one right now.
Dude, no, I've got the I got $4 for the chili dog. So I'm always ready to rock. You just never know. Break in case of emergency.
That's funny.
Is there Little Caesars on Guam?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right across our high school.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, let's backtrack to you guys a little bit and tell us about you and how you guys, first of all, how'd you guys meet? Because that's what I always like to hear.
Yeah. That's an interesting story. We are high school sweethearts.
Oh.
Perfect. So, we met at a choir. So he was the drummer and I was the soprano.
Oh.
And, you know, it's kind of like a little love story there. I was the last person that got in the class. Yeah. And I'm like, you know, looking
for
my
seat. She almost didn't get in.
No way.
Just because of the timeline of when she auditioned.
So we were supposed to audition like the year before, but I auditioned on my senior year. And so I was the last person that went in the room and, you know, he was just this cool dude and the drones.
Everybody knows the drummers are cool.
Everybody knows the drummers are cool.
It's a known fact.
Yeah, and you know, we got together right after that.
And it's a match made in heaven ever since, baby.
And then so your background is in fine dining, correct?
Yeah, I mean, originally, you know, when you actually start out, it's like a dishwasher.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The best position in the world.
Not even dishwasher. So I was actually a busboy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And then at a sushi restaurant, shout out to Kayama-san at Benny.
Rough.
Always look at the sushi guy. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh man, it's so fascinating. You know, he'd bring guys from Japan to make sushi. So I'm like, I'm always watching, fascinating. Mm-hmm. Then you make your way to server. Yeah. And then you go, I want to do that. And then you find out that when you want to do that, you got to start at the bottom. So I went, applied at kitchen, mm-hmm. and the only one that would take me was this fine dining place, and they were only accepting dishwashers. So I started as a dishwasher.
And now you got your own shop. So, tell us about, we're still in Guam. Tell us about the landscape of Guam. You know, you come from a small island. Kind of play it out for us a little bit help us draw the picture. Because you're talking Little Caesars and small island, and that sounds like it has a pretty healthy dusting of American, Western
colonialism
culture.
Word you're looking for.
Yeah,
there you go, buddy.
No, but tell us, help us draw the picture of home.
Yeah, we have normal clothes. We don't have grass skirts and coconut bras.
Coconut bras and grass.
We're like a very strong military base. So we have a lot of we're westernized.
Okay.
Yeah.
It must be an American base then, right?
Yeah, naval and Air Force.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So
it's within 4-hour flight from Philippines, Japan, Korea, China. It's like 4 hours to
clear
all waters. Asian countries. White sand.
Mm-hmm. Very similar to what Hawaii is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That sounds
coconut trees.
Yeah.
White
sandy beach.
Take me away.
Yeah.
Take me away.
It's just warm.
Very warm. As far as pizza goes, there's my cousin's shop. And then they just opened a Neapolitan style, and I think I believe it's Vera certified, so it's authentic.
Oh shit!
We still that just means
yeah, we still have a Kmart there actually. Yeah. By the way,
okay.
World's
man.
Largest
Kmart, is that right?
Yep.
Sears wouldn't let that go.
Let's go.
Yeah. That's where
Kmart.
Little Caesars.
I like Kmart. I've always loved Kmart.
I mean,
big K.
Vera,
big K guy.
Vera certified just means that you're importing all your ingredients from Italy. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I see. Yeah. Oh man, that pretty guys are. This is gonna be good. You guys are. Deep in the dough game. Deep in the dough game. Okay.
You can probably go around the island in like
2 hours.
2 hours.
Yeah. It's very similar to Oahu.
And how long did you live there before you made the move? How long was it? I mean, it's always home, but how long was it home?
We were there our whole lives. And then we moved here in 2020.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
To Livermore.
Brentwood.
Brentwood first with our family. And then we moved to Pleasanton and then Livermore.
Okay.
So the whole family moved up here.
They're already out here.
They were already out here. Gotcha.
My mom's the only one back home.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. So that makes sense because it's always like, well, you got all of the West Coast. And you, well, how did you land on Brentwood? You had family here.
Yep.
And now, okay.
That's what we get asked about Livermore. Like, you're from Guam making pizza from the East Coast in Livermore? Yeah. Some customers are like, correct. Did you just throw a dart on the map? Yeah. I'm like, no, I mean, we like this. We love the town. We love
yeah.
it.
Yeah, we yeah. actually do.
Well, I mean, so tell us a little, so you love the town. But tell us about your early days of Livermore. And as you were like, this place might be kind of dope. What was that transition like for you guys?
Well, when we first moved here, it was
Pleasanton.
In Livermore.
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't a really, it was a funny story because when we were unloading our stuff in the truck, right? Our neighbors had called the police and we hear yelling. Dude, and we stopped.
Like four cop cars like, across us. I'm like, what? We're doing the.
Because you guys were unpacking your car?
Yeah, we were.
No, not on know. Us. Not on us.
Oh, that helps across like, us. Yeah.
It was like almost like a raid.
Oh,
yeah.
Fuck.
I was like, this that's is right across us. But, you know, after a while, we actually enjoyed just walking downtown. We live near downtown.
Yeah.
So we just really every morning, not every morning, but, you know, on the days that we actually have time in the morning, we'll go downtown and, you know, we feel safe.
Yeah.
I
mean, we feel really safe.
We liked it. Like, coming from Pleasanton, we're like, we don't know where we're going to move. We don't know California, so we lived in Pleasanton.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're like, oh, it's this whole thing, Tri-Valley, mm-hmm. which is Livermore, Dublin, Pleasanton. So I'm like, oh, okay. And then we liked Pleasanton, then we moved to Livermore, and it was, we just liked it. Mm-hmm. I don't know, just, something about
local,
it.
Like,
it's raw.
Community.
Yes. It's real.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, you're saying all the same things
we say.
Yeah. Yeah. And I grew up over the hill, so, and it was, yeah, it's real, it's raw.
Mm-hmm.
It's in this, like, this cool, it's like doing this right now, which is fun, right?
Yeah.
It's being a part of the ride.
Yeah,
being able to contribute.
Well, it seems like cool people are moving here too. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like people who like get it, people who are looking for a community are mm-hmm. moving here and participating in community, which is like that. That's what makes it cool. You got to continue to participate in it. And that I really like that. Yeah. I like to see that other people.
We said this off air, but like Livermore probably doesn't have enough island folks. So the more the merrier.
I know Nakoa definitely feels that way.
So
yeah.
Actually, we've located quite a few Guamanians.
Is that Chamorros? Right?
Yeah.
Chamorros,
so,
Chamorros? Is that the,
that's what, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we're the native. Yeah, our native.
Chamorro?
Yeah.
Chamorro. Like
so like,
is there a Chamorro pizza? Come on. You guys got to do something with that one.
So the I don't know if you guys are familiar with the Mego Kitchen.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're Chamorro.
Chamorro.
Oh, yes, they are.
And
we just found out the new patisserie by Simone. Her husband is Chamorro.
There's weird. A whole group weird. Of.
Here we go.
We thought moving here, I'm like, there's no Chamorros in Livermore. They're all in the city. Because, you know, being from the island, we're like, we thought we were going to inch our way to the city. So we're like, we started in Brentwood, Pleasanton, like maybe San Jose or something.
Yes,
right?
They are.
And then you found some people.
I asked if they were Hawaiian and they're like, no, we're Guamanian. I was like, won't happen again. to Magos. Wow. And you don't know until you know.
Cohen, I need to figure out how we can get more local Hawaiian people here then.
Oh, another one too is the Acton Academy, the Acton School. We did a pizza class and then we're from Guam. And then one of the kids raises her hand. She's like, I'm from Guam. I'm like,
really?
What? Yeah.
Interesting.
So the mom came by last week. We had a little chat.
It's weird how that stuff happens. But sounds like you might have been meant to be here.
there you go.
So we're lucky to have you. You guys have been slinging Za for about 7 months here.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Where were you guys? I mean, tell us about that transition a little bit. You guys, you know, 2020, terrible timing, by the way.
Yeah.
and, you know, you
we
guys,
thought it was good. Like, seize the opportunity.
Seize the opportunity.
It's slow there.
Yeah. Well, tell us about that, honestly, because I'm joking with you, but like most of the people we've interviewed over the past couple of years are pandemic babies.
Yeah.
So terrible timing, but also like great timing. Mm-hmm. So like, what's that? You move here. You probably knew you wanted a business of sorts.
Yes.
Where are you guys at mentally in that time as you transition?
Well, in 2020, we didn't want to do what we were doing back home. So he was managing a kitchen and I was managing retail shops.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we decided to move here, we're like, okay, we're not going to be doing the same exact thing that we're doing back home. And why not work a little bit and see how mm-hmm. people are here and, you know, what kind of food they eat or
accustomed to the lifestyle for
a couple of years. And then in 2021, was it?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We went to New York,
okay.
and he made sure to go to La Cali, which is like,
yeah, I had a whole list. I have a big list.
Yeah.
And I already know just by pictures my top five, but I had a whole list. Yeah. And then our trip kind of got, the plans got derailed a little bit. So I was like, okay, if we only can go to one, okay, which one are we going to go to? Lucali's.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Only because of how renowned he is. His history, he's a carpenter. So he doesn't have any pizza making experience. He was carpentry his whole life.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if you're familiar with Lucali. Yeah, he's like a wood fire guy in like Carroll Gardens, and
Have we seen him on Netflix?
How's it spelled?
The pizza show. You guys watched the pizza show? Yeah. You know, in the beginning, the guy that goes with Frank Pinello.
I'm gonna ask the producers real quick. Yeah,
Lucali, Lucali.
Okay,
Lucali.
So phonetically.
So we tried his pizza, and I was like, to be blown away by a guy that was a carpenter, and to make pizza like that,
yep,
and to compete with guys that have been making pizza since they were babies. That's New York, yeah. You know? It was so inspiring for us. Like,
yeah, like how so seriously they take it.
Mm-hmm. And how, yeah, like, doesn't matter your background, if you're passionate about something.
Yeah.
Hey.
I like that, too.
I was just watching Ratatouille. I like that kind of energy. Yeah, anybody can cook. Is that him?
Yes, the man. We have a picture of him on our Instagram, too.
Oh, yeah, they have a photo together in our Instagram.
Look at those pizza-making arms.
I know, right?
Look at those pizza-making arms.
Yeah. Dude. And he goes against the norm. Like, he does a wood fire, mm-hmm, and usually with wood fire you do like higher, like Neapolitan, and then his dough is so dry. So he's famous for rolling it out with a wine bottle,
mm-hmm,
okay, because there's so little water. It's physically hard to press it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hydration's really low.
Yeah.
And it's just interesting how light it was. I was expecting it to be like crackery.
Yeah. Interesting.
And the fact that we only got one.
We only had one.
Wow.
One pie and a calzone, which he's famous for.
So, yeah, we went back home and then I got him an uni. Was it an uni? Mm-hmm. And then after that, got him a Gosney because we were supposed to do a food truck.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
That was the original.
Gosney's another brand of uni? Is that or a pizza oven?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it's like I guess it's bigger.
It's like a UK-based pizza oven company, and they just made the more mobile.
Well, the uni's like took off during the pandemic. That's your fucking slice. I just want you to know if you're going to pick all the pepperoni off of it, that's your slice. Keeping track.
You guys pay attention to the interview.
Oh, and then by the way, on the East Coast, we really fell in love with the culture of mom and pop.
Yeah.
Of mom and
how,
pop.
And how we went, every place we went to was ingrained. Yeah. It's like so-and-so's third cousin, third generation. Yeah. Now we're really eating like history.
Yeah.
We really fell in love with that.
You guys are romantics like us.
Yeah, man. This is
we
be
romanticize
good.
Stuff like that.
Yeah. Heck yeah. That's
I think one of my big pet peeves, we just got back from Hawaii, which is where my husband's from. And his and I, our big complaint is that everybody is so excited for the next fast food trend restaurant to like get there, right? Mm. But we're kind of like, well, where's the mom and pop places? Like, why aren't you guys like as equally excited to like support another local person like doing something like really cool? Mm-hmm. But like everybody's excited. They're like, oh, we just got Chick-fil-A. I'm like, Chick-fil-A's fucking trash, guys. Like, I don't care about Chick-fil-A.
You said it right. Chick-fil-A.
Bring me Chick-fil-A. It is fucking Chick-fil-A.
They trick you.
But that's like, that's always like the biggest like bummer to us is that it seems like everybody has like their favorite local spot, but there's not like as much energy and excitement like surrounding them. And like a true thing to be excited if you're like, oh no, these people have owned it for a really long time. And like the son has taken over or the daughter has taken over or whoever.
Yeah.
Is it kind of similar in Guam?
Yeah, so
yes,
islanders, the colonized like places have I think a very similar
issue. Islanders, we tend to, not in a bad way, we don't know it, but we tend to take things for granted. So like what we have, because I noticed this when we left.
Mm-hmm.
So wow, we had great things there that we took for granted and had it every day. So I can kind of say islanders, we tend to do it like subconsciously.
Yeah.
But right now I think that's what we're starting to create.
Mm-hmm.
We're starting to create a history, you know, starting with, who else?
Heck yeah, you are.
We have, when we first opened, we had a lot of pregnant customers. Now their babies are like 6 months old. And I'm like, these are
so
cool.
Fun.
And then a lot of kids that come in, we realize this is going to be their childhood pizza.
Yeah, it was just pretty cool.
Oh, yeah.
Our pizza is going to be their childhood pizza.
Oh, come on. Yeah, I'm getting,
wait,
I'm
so
getting,
awesome, right? Getting emotional. That brought tears to my eyes.
Right?
No, that is awesome. That's because awesome. That fucking, okay, as somebody who like has the experience of like your childhood place, mm-hmm. I've been thinking about this a lot lately, especially with like writing. And I've been writing about my favorite places. And when I have something that's reminiscent of like,
so only a pizza episode can draw tears.
Oh, man.
Only a pizza. We've been on for 2 years.
You know, when I really like the donut shop here in town, because mm-hmm. for whatever reason, is the carbon copy of the donut shop in my hometown that really? I grew up with. Mm-hmm. Yes. Like there's a whole really cool history behind it. And this is probably going to be my mini that I do is on the donut shops. But like when wow. I have enchiladas that taste like the enchiladas from my taqueria wow. back home, I get like so fucking excited because there's that feeling because yeah. food and senses mm-hmm. are directly tied to memories. It's yes. nostalgia. Mm-hmm. And like as an adult, when you have that thing of like, yeah. this is my place. Like when I go into town and I eat at Ernie's, like, I don't know. Like a hole gets filled yeah. every time.
Oh, yeah.
And like same thing yeah. when we go back, when my husband and I, when we go back to Hawaii and he goes to his, like we go to Taniyoka's, which mm-hmm. is where you get like poke and stuff mm-hmm, like that. Mm-hmm. Like there's like a little thing that gets like filled in yeah. him. Like most of our, like heck when we yeah. go there, most of our things are not like, are the things that we do are going to our favorite food spots
mm-hmm.
because
mm-hmm.
like nostalgia like fills you. And that's really cool that you guys will be that for these kids. That's like,
we had a little
slicers, man.
Little slicers. You guys need to get a shirt that says little slicers.
Baby bit merch.
It'll crush.
Yeah.
We're really good at figuring out merch ideas that we never actualize.
But you guys should.
You guys take that. That's yours. No, that's
amazing.
Here we go.
That makes me happy.
Yeah, and it's,
and you're in a good place for people to support that too, because Livermore, that's our shit. We love that.
Well, go ahead.
I worked in San Jose. It's such a different demographic of customers. New customers every day.
Yeah.
New customers. That's the goal. Yeah. People going in and out every day. It's just that daily thing.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, being from Guam and seeing New York and the East Coast, we wanted to be a neighborhood spot.
Yeah.
We wanted to be a local spot. Like,
yeah.
you know, that spot that you're proud of? Mm-hmm. When I have friends in town, I'm like, oh, I'm going to take you to this place.
Yeah.
This is where I get down. So we wanted to be that spot, and we loved Livermore, so we wanted to do it here in this town because we live here too.
Oh man. Yeah.
You guys have
we're lucky to have you.
Really great insight too of like knowing what you want to be too. Cause I think a lot of times people don't know what they want to be. And maybe they're focused mm-hmm. a lot on like a dollar sign and less on the process.
Always.
But it seems like you guys have a really strong idea on like the most important piece is the process. The most important piece is the ethos.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's how ultimately you end up like being successful is when you execute mm-hmm. on that, on like what you knew you wanted.
That's a good point.
How do you say, a lot of our customers now are more like friends and family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's just natural. We kind of like that organic mm-hmm. feel.
Yeah.
And I mean, we didn't know too, like you said, you know, Mountain Mike's is so the best here. So we didn't know how people were going to perceive our style.
Someone's favorite pizza.
No, mom.
No, for sure. I think this is something that Jeremy and I talked about too, is that like for me, like when people are like, oh, I like pizza, and they get like they get not like snotty about it, but like they're whatever it is
pizza
about
and tacos.
It. The way that I treat wine is how they treat pizza, whereas I'm the opposite when it comes to pizza. I'm like, every style of pizza is the correct pizza. Like I like them all. I'm like, give me a little bit of everything. Yep, I love every style pizza. I'm not a snob when it comes to it. I'm just excited to get some friggin' cheese and some sauce
some
and
dough,
some bread
cheese
in my mouth.
Yeah, we're not pizza snobs, so.
Yeah.
I mean, we were initially curious about how the Livermore would
was going to receive it.
Receive our product, and our main thing is our service style, so we only do like limited doughs.
Yes.
Cuz we ferment them. Okay. And a lot of it's our space and time.
Meaning, what is limited dough?
Yes.
Yeah. So they sell out, guys. That's what they're doing.
Wait, that's actually exciting. There's something to be said about exclusivity and like, there's a better word than rarity.
Scarcity.
Thank you.
I mean, anything more that we would do wouldn't taste as good. And I can't literally fit it in the day to make. So it's a lot of it is like, it's hard to say no. Because it's like you said, it's money, right?
Yeah.
And then the reality of it's us. We have bills that, you know, we just started. So it's like, what can we do? And it's like, bottom line, at the end of the day, we can't. Yeah, we're not gonna deviate from.
Yeah, like
what
we some days, like on a Friday or a Saturday.
Oh man.
At like 7:30, and we have these pre-orders already until like 8:30 or almost 9. I love
9. That for you guys though.
Dude. And then we get like walk-ins, and then like, I'm so sorry, we're
turning
already,
everyone away.
Yeah, that's
so bad.
Well, I mean, and that's a problem that I'm sure you
guys don't get in line, losers.
Until you're there at 8:45.
I'm the person that elbows people to like the front of the door.
I will tell you this, a core memory that'll last with me forever. So I recently tore my Achilles by recently Thanksgiving Day.
You're kidding me.
Playing football.
No, Jeremy fucked around and found out.
Fucked around and can't say any better than that. Called my wife. And I was, you know, I'm an asshole. I'm a jokester. I was telling my wife, I'm going to go over there. I'm going to fuck my ass up, babe. We'll see you in a minute. And she's like, I can't even deal with you.
No.
And I went out there and did exactly what I wasn't supposed to. And I called her and she's like, so like, what are we going to have for dinner? I'm like, babe, I tore my Achilles. It doesn't matter. Corner slice fettuce that night.
What did you guys order?
Oh, I love that.
You guys were our Thanksgiving dinner. We did a mushroom
pie. No way. Oh, yeah. The shroom dealer.
We did a shroom
dealer. No way.
Ooh. So, I fucking love a mushroom pie.
Thanks for saving the day.
Oh, man. Thank you.
In fact, I'm going to stop going to other people's Thanksgiving. And I'm actually going to only show up to your guys' place. I don't even like Thanksgiving that much.
That's so funny.
And I like pizza more.
Just because turkey sucks.
Can we make it a thing? Can we sell tickets to that?
Thanksgiving?
Well, like, there's
one,
a bunch of people who don't like it.
Thanksgiving.
Yeah, yes. One thank you. It's a
holiday. Because our options were slim.
That's what we figured.
We're from the islands, dude. Yeah. So a lot of it's tourism.
Yeah.
So we're open for Christmas. We're open for... We don't close. We don't close.
Yeah.
We're open for Christmas.
I'm grateful. Jesus.
That was a nice...
I'm so grateful.
Thank you so much. Yeah.
No, and it was, I was so glad we populated.
You jumped straight into
it.
That was your first one?
It was our first shroom dealer.
Oh, wow.
It was my second corner slicer. It's the third corner slice at that point. Awesome. So.
Now, you guys are in a commercial kitchen. Is that correct?
Yeah.
No, we have our own kitchen.
Oh, yeah.
It's our own space.
Yeah.
Tight.
Yeah. And they're all, which is like, I selfishly want them closer to downtown, but
yeah,
I love seeing.
And that's why I was kind of asking. I was like, what's that lease look like? where can we get you that's down the street from me?
Yeah.
But in the grander scheme of regional development, I think it's more important that you guys, the product is there. If you haven't tried the pies, guys, like, what are you waiting for? go try the pies, which is like, first and foremost, you know, we are confirming that you guys are great people.
Thank you.
Hospitable people, the kind of people like
Thank you.
You know, we don't have kids yet. I think we'd let you babysit them. You know what I'm saying?
And you don't realize you've adopted me. I'm going to be there all the time now.
You know?
That's funny.
And even the brand is tight. Like, small business is tough, but like, your shop is, you guys make a good product. And for small businesses, that's enough for most people to get started. But like, the place is dialed, y'all.
Oh,
like,
thank
you. It looks great. It's like, you kidding me?
I'm yes. That's so excited.
Easier said than done. So like, as far as someone on the other side of town that's not as close to me as I want to, I couldn't think of a better brand and business that's like starting to hopefully activate what's over there.
Thank you. Thank you.
It's not about there. It's about me. I need them closer.
It's not about them. It's a man. Thank you for being open on Thanksgiving.
So. Yeah, it was a lifestyle change. So
that
we
might
ended
just be
up
a tradition there
with the brand identity. We're like, even our Instagram style, it's like we tried to meet the line of being professional and it being personal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
the shop when you come in is
raw.
Everything's raw.
Just like I don't edit them. Everything is the same color as it is when you look at it. You know, that's kind of like
what
I
want. Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
All of the photos, all of the recordings that I do is while he's doing in someone else's pie.
Wow. Yeah, it's always every picture of the pizza. Like, yeah, that's someone's order.
And so, it's just you two.
It's just us two.
That's, you guys are wild.
So if you don't see me in the front, I'm in the back, like,
if we don't answer, if we don't answer the phone, we're not. We're nails in the back. I just want to say that.
Do you have a situation of will work for free pie? I'm asking for a friend. I have experience. Actually, this is where I pitch myself to you. So I worked at a pizza place for a long time. My husband, Akoa, was also the prep guy. These are facts. These I could throw facts. Pizza up over my head. It is
Let's
my
go.
Party okay. trick. I will fucking work for pizza. You need me in.
You're
call
actually
me.
Not
I will
the first
be
person that asks.
Yeah.
Somebody from, I think, one of our customers.
Get in line.
Yeah.
He was even like, let me stage here. I'm like, I don't know. Let me stage here.
I think
man.
So many people messaged us after the pizza making class with the kids.
Oh,
like,
how fun.
Are you guys open for that? Yeah, which is pretty cool because, you know, we're super new. So. Yeah.
Have you guys felt and noticed it feels like food is cool to be in right now? And like that, our views are skewed because we've always been, you know, suckers.
We've always thought it was cool. Yeah.
If you ask the standard, like, how do you say it? A little bit, the generation before us, they'll tell you food is a death trap. Don't do it. It's worse. The margins are worse. Yes, you are absolutely right. Food and beverage is taking off because we're getting smarter.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like with the, like 10 years ago, it was so commercialized, right? Mm-hmm. It's all about product scaling. How much can we do? Yeah. Now you're seeing people create, I think there was an article about it.
Quality.
That passion-driven, passion-driven ideas will outweigh conventional by a landslide.
Yeah.
I was just having this conversation, or my class was just having this conversation, and it was mostly surrounding writing. And really what it came down to is that we will always be able to suss out whether you're not genuine, or we'll be able to suss out like, and what we're craving as people always, because people are always trying to think of like, oh, well, what's marketable? Like, how do I get myself published? Like, and creating things in that way. And the conversation was actually like, don't worry about that, because if it's not genuine, people aren't going to like it anyways. Yeah. And that when it is genuine and when it comes from the heart, people are craving that and people will go towards that, because we're automatically drawn to things that feel honest and true. And then we actually really dislike things that feel that like they're trying too hard. We hate that. We're
it's like the perfect way to
we push it away. Perfectly. We don't like it. And it was funny. I was trying to think about like, man, I really don't like this person and I don't know why. Like, I don't think they've done like anything wrong. And then like I was talking about with my professor and I was like, it makes me feel bad. And she was like, you know what it is? She was like, they're not genuine. And we all can feel when somebody's not genuine and we don't like it. It's a thing that we don't trust. And it's, like, even if we can't articulate it, we can feel it. Yeah. And so I think that goes back to the passion project of like, the we are excited about things that feel real, because everything is such bullshit nowadays that like we want, like we're craving any type of realness.
Well, in Selfish Plug, two episodes ago, we talked about things theme principles and themes of 2024 that are going to be important, and authenticity was something we spent time with.
I mean, I watched a video of Masa, Chef Masa, that is a Michelin star sushi guy, and he goes, you got to eat the, he's talking to the person eating, so you got to eat it now, there's energy, the longer it sits, it goes away.
And that's our, that's,
and I feel like what you were describing, like how you can tell, you're like, oh, I don't know, I don't like this person, I don't know why. I feel like it's energy, and the same goes into the pizza
thing. Yeah, which is why, like...
Well, it's true. I mean, like, we can say that nutrients are energy, and we know for a fact that when something is fresher, it literally has more nutrients. The longer it sits, the less... it, like, it starts to release
the power's
them.
Like,
it's losing them,
Hence why we started eating that pizza as soon as he stopped.
Like eating a donut fresh out of the oil.
Come on.
So good.
Come on, right?
So good. Seriously. When it's like
all
warm...
soft and shit. And
compare the reaction to that. Eating it... I mean, in the case, it's still amazing, but I mean... But like, out the oil, man.
Come on.
Yeah.
You grab it right from when it gets glazed.
Dude.
Come on.
I think that's why we, you know, every time people come in, we do time slots.
Okay.
So when, for example, you order like 5 o'clock online and you're there by 5 or even before and you're waiting for the pie and you see it. And then, you know, we like that reaction because you're seeing it fresh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
As it is. And some people come in like 30 minutes late and we're like, oh.
Yeah.
It's like, don't be late. But then if I'm late, it's okay. it's only because I'm making your order fresh. I'm not like, I'm not like hanging around. But
well, that's no. And I think, we it's obviously the topic of conversation.
We just care that much about it.
No,
it's
true.
We really
care
that much about it.
There's also a reason why if you're ever ordering something online, you're like, why is their online menu different than their in person? It's because certain things just don't hold well to like wait for you. Some things aren't meant to like be in that type of format. And there's been plenty of times where like we've had somebody order something and then we're waiting and they miss the pickup because with there they had a DoorDash person pick it up, and those people are always running late because they're trying to maximize their stuff by like getting as many people as possible, and we've literally thrown it away and then made something fresh and new, because ultimately that comes back on the restaurant, right? Of like people are going to be upset.
You just explained why we don't do delivery.
Literally, DoorDash is,
and they make you pay a fee to get it faster.
I hear, like, when I hear, if I walk into a place and I hear that bling bling, I get fucking immediately, I am traumatized. I immediately get anxious and I'm like,
grow up chime, I'm
fuck
like,
me. Yes. Oh my God. It gives me so much anxiety. And the moment when you're like, oh my God, somebody didn't fucking turn it off. You're like,
I know.
Oh,
man. And it always happens. The grow up chime always happens when you're so slammed.
When you're so slammed. It's it's never when.
Ding, ding, like, are you kidding me right now?
Oh my God.
I couldn't have done this 10 minutes earlier.
I physically felt ill just like thinking of like that sound. Like it gives me so much anxiety. anxiety. It's we're so learning, fucked. I hate Grubhub and DoorDash.
Yeah, I hate.
Nakoa thinks it's funny too because we'll be in some place like waiting for something and it'll go off and he'll like look at me because he knows it. I get
so
instantly anxious. That's just trauma, dude.
I hear all the stories from Joe because I've never been in food. So this is like my first, you know, dealing with food, dealing with people. I've always been in retail, so it's kind of different, you know.
Different.
We combined our my restaurant with her hospitality. That's why it's kind of, you know, like if you see the Yelp review, you see, oh, the amazing lady in the front. Amazing lady in the front. That's her customer service. And
the staff in the front.
I don't really feel like, to me, it's interesting when retail gets kind of separated in regards to like hospitality of like in restaurants. Because to me, I've worked both and they're almost exactly the same. Because like just treating somebody in a way that they want to be treated is just like universal. It does not matter. It does not matter what the job is. It's just, it's customer facing.
And it should be natural too.
It should be natural.
Nothing forced, you know?
If you are not one of those people where that kind of comes naturally, or if you're going to be easily annoyed by somebody's needs, don't, just like maybe don't do it then. Like there, I mean, and I mean that because it's just, it's not a good, you're not going to have a good time. The customer is going to be upset no matter what you do because you don't seem to understand this thing. And then your job is going to be frustrated with you because they're wasting their time. So like, if you don't genuinely want to like make somebody happy, just like don't don't do it. Like it'll be better for everyone involved if you just don't.
And it's always nice to know. One thing about me is that I try to remember everybody's names. Only because that's, you know, I think that's something special. Not a lot of people do that. And 100%. I kind of, I want to know your name. I want to, you know, address you when you come in. And On a busy Friday, you'll see us lunchtime. We'll see like, hey, you know, hey, Cody, hey, Gary, hey, you know, all these people coming in.
Well, she told me, you remember you told me, you said it's the sweetest, you told me it's the sweetest sounding thing to your ear because it was given to you at birth.
That's what she told me.
It's your name.
Yeah.
I know. And that's, well, when you say it like that.
Yeah, that's all her. That's all her.
It's, I'm going again.
Island people are just the best fucking people. I stand by it, and this is why.
That's the deep meaning in hospitality when they say call them by their name.
I've never heard it described like that, and that's probably how I'll describe it moving forward. But that's,
said to me like that, I was like, wow, I didn't.
I read it in a book.
I think that's why it's so important that you get people's names right and you like pronounce them as well as you can. I get really irritated when people fuck up Nakoa's name. He's like, he tries to be like, it's fine. Savannah, I'm like, it's not fucking fine.
Savannah texted. Yeah, she corrected my ass. Nakoa, real quick.
You put like an H or something in there.
Siri tried to ruin me. Is it N-E-K-O-A?
It's N-A-K-O-A, so Nakoa.
Oh, that's very...
It's Hawaiian. It's a traditional Hawaiian name, and it's an important name. It's a fantastic name. People will like, I don't know. You could always tell when somebody does something by accident and when somebody is just like careless.
Starbucks.
I think that goes back to like the genuine thing that we're like talking about is you can genuinely tell when somebody means something and when they don't.
And I would ask for it. How does it spell? Like, you know, it's, I just want to get it right. I don't want to, you know, I mean, my name is Camille and it's always with a K. It's, people always spell it with a C. I mean, I don't mind it, but you know, at the
same time. I spelled it with a K here and I crossed it out and I was like, that's not right.
It's Camille.
No, I had it right the first time.
Oh man.
It's so cool. Like when customers come in and they're like, you know, hey Cam, hey, you know, it's like, now I feel what they feel when I call their name, you know, so it's really nice.
I mean, yeah, like I said, I can't describe it any better than you guys just did. Remembering people's names, though, it's like it's the simplest thing you can do. And I'm sitting here looking at, you know, this is a cool, we ask, how does hospitality, you know, hospitality's role in creating community? And like we've fucking, you guys have crushed that. You guys have crushed that bullet point. But like, you know, remember people's name. You talk about that, you know, that generational, you know, food memories and whatnot, the little slicers and their parents and whatnot. And, you know, it's, you guys are serving a quality thing, that is hard to forget associated with. We're generally good memories. Like, and I'm not going to say Thanksgiving was a great day until you sit down for a slice of pizza. And like, you know,
pizza fixes all my problems. Yeah,
like this could have been worse. We get to eat corner slice today instead of McDonald's or whatever other trash was open.
Thank you.
I'll forever remember that. Yeah. Honestly.
No, one. It's unofficial. Officially unofical.
Jeremy this Thanksgiving, owes you guys.
I owe you guys.
Saved his life.
No, unofficially official. This Thanksgiving, TTG will sponsor someone's Thanksgiving with corner slice pizza.
Let's go.
So we're going to we'll figure that out.
It's
going to
be mine. It's going to be mine. We're sponsoring mine. I'm like. My biggest complaint about Thanksgiving is I'm so sassy. My biggest complaint about Thanksgiving, especially white people Thanksgiving, is so bland. It is so bland. And I just, there's nothing more disrespectful than putting bland food in front of me. You might as well have slapped me and called me a dirty word. I just like, I cannot.
You're either a turkey person or a prime rib.
I'm a prime rib.
You're either a turkey house or a prime rib house.
Yeah.
I mean,
turkey sucks.
I've had good turkey though. So then when I have turkey that's not good, I'm mad. I'm big mad.
Anything turkey can do, chicken can do better.
It's true. It's true.
And instead of chicken, but just eat duck.
Which is like, why set myself up for like another Thanksgiving that I'm be like, God damn it.
Yeah.
I'm going to have pizza instead.
Have pizza instead. No, that like might actually, I'll probably like, even on Thanksgiving, I'll show up with a pizza. People will be like, what are you doing? She's like, don't worry about it.
You the don't pizza need, be the you first thing gone. Any then.
It's an appetizer.
If you want to question it, then you don't get any.
That's so funny. Yeah.
No, that's my new Thanksgiving tradition. I think actually, and we've been, funny enough, Thanksgiving.
Let's do it.
We've been, my wife and I are, we've been messing with Thanksgiving tradition because we're two people at home. Mm-hmm. And if you don't spend it with your entire family, which happens every once in a while, I'm not like, we're good. I don't want the whole spread. So like we've done Cioppino.
I love Cioppino.
We accidentally did pizza last year. We've done, we usually do like Cajun New Orleans style things, but like it's fun. Actually, we've kind of made a tradition of changing it up because I love Thanksgiving and I love Thanksgiving growing up in an African-American household because
I would too.
Them pork greens was nice. Deep fried turkey. Like this shit, the spread was awesome. But like, if you don't have 32 people to share that with.
Yeah. It's that soul food.
Yeah.
There's a lot of food waste.
Yeah.
So like, how can you get creative? So we just got to the point where like, let's try something different. And that's kind of become also our
just
new
like
tradition.
Not. Yeah. Stop like ignore like the traditional foods. I think our Friendsgiving I really love because like none of us do boring like stuff. Oh, like we don't do like.
We
I
got
don't
the
know.
Staples. Oh yeah, we got the friend who brings the lumpia.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
She's not allowed to change. Everyone else will change, but she's like, no, you're bringing lumpia again, right? Like,
my uncle's mom specifically makes me my own lumpia because she knows that I've
really?
Fucked it up. Yeah.
On Guam, we call that balutin.
Is it same size balutin. Everything?
Like, oh no, the act of giving bringing.
Oh.
Oh, that's what so you like, call it, balutin.
Yeah. So like, if there's a party, like you said, right, soul food.
Yeah.
The act of balutin would be to pack it up and give it to neighbors and friends.
Yeah. Balutin.
Yeah.
Kind or of to, like Filipino culture that like you always come like ready with your Ziplocs. Everybody takes like
yes,
a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. Being on the island. Yeah.
How do you spell that?
So I grew up with a Filipino uncle.
Balutin.
Ever since I was like
literally Filipino.
That's what we're gonna...
Oh, really? Okay, yeah. So you get it. Yeah. So Filipino culture has always been part of my life.
Yeah.
Without me like directly being in it, just like kind of benefiting from my uncle. It's a food. Also, again, island people. I'll just like, I'm going to need to make a shirt. Are just the best people. My uncle's family has always been so unbelievably warm and receiving of me since I was like a little kid. And you know what it was? It's because they're like, this little bitch can get down on eating. And I always have ate like a whole bunch. I'd eat whatever you put in front of me. You put like a fish eye in front of me. I'll try it like once. And I think they really what liked once? That. I was a kindred spirit, if you will.
Yeah, you
and
dove
so
right
they've
in there.
Always been heck so, yeah. They've been so great. I love that whole family. They're wonderful. And again, Philippines island people, they're really great.
So you're
and
very,
then I married an island person.
You're very
so.
Familiar with Filipino food.
I mean, as much as somebody who's not Filipino can be, I think. Yeah.
That's fair. That's
which
fair.
One? Which one you?
Lumpia is always lumpia. My favorite.
Yeah.
Always.
I'm a big.
I think also fantastic, but well, I think like lumpia I like because it's like you just keep going. Like no matter like what just the end is, like them. You just pick one up and you kind of just it, like I'm not a chip person, but what chips are to other people is what lumpia is to me.
Oh.
Yeah, like, and if you're there non-stop. While they're frying it.
Yeah.
If you're there while they're frying it,
I mean
yeah, that's no.
Yeah.
I'm a, it's in your hair, it's everywhere.
I'm here for it. I'm a big chicken adobo guy for me.
The
adobo
there
you go.
Chicken adobo, solid.
I grew up with my buddy, one of my best friends was Filipino, and it was just like, we had it four times a week, and I was never mad at it. And I was just like, that's when I was young, and like, adobo is deep. It's pretty nuanced, because it's like, it's a vinegar-forward dish.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And when you're 11 and 9, it's different. And you're like, I don't know what's going on here, but this shit is like nice. And you bite into a whole
It's a very deep flavor, though, which I like. Yeah,
there's two ways you can get it. I got to ask. Dry, soupy, or saucy?
The adobo?
Yes.
Nicole and I do soupy.
You like soupy?
I like when my rice
I have had it dry, though, kind of recently. Albert's mom made some food for Nicole.
It was dry adobo?
Yeah, and I think it was dry. And the only reason why I'm coming up with this is because it wasn't super saucy, but it was really fucking good.
I need
sauce.
Okay.
Like, I'll braise the pork in the adobo sauce, take it out, and then fry it. And then throw the sauce in a hot pan to reduce. That's the dry.
Well, that's
how I do it.
I think that's exactly how this was.
I mean, that's the right answer.
But so like, it's like a candied. Think of it as like candied. Like
soupy. Oh,
yeah. I like soupy, but also it's because I come from Hispanic culture and like mole being kind of similar. Like, again, like it's saucy and I like to like.
Oh, yeah. So that's fair. And like I said, all those right answer, but give me the soupy. I'm like a clear broth guy, baby.
Yeah.
And the rice kernels, they're like brown. All the chicken's gone. You're like, here we go. Last three sips.
Yep.
Oh, man. And then you bite into a fucking whole pepper
like, if you like Filipino food and you're in
Hawaii.
Freshly
grated pepper, please.
Oh, yes. Yes, always. So, but if you do like Filipino food and you happen to go to Wahoo, go to Thelma's.
Thelma's?
Ooh. Yeah.
What a great name.
That's Nicole's like, favorite.
I want an auntie Thelma.
Man. Yeah. This is what a great episode. What are we talking about?
Auntie and uncle too, right? In Guam, you guys are auntie and uncle too?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And then the respect for a close family friend that's older than you would be auntie uncle.
Auntie uncle. Yeah. Okay. Same. Mm. Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
That's why there's this confusion of like, oh, you're related to them? Like, oh, no, we're not.
I have to sometimes ask Nicole, I'm like, actual aunt and actual uncle?
You get it.
Or like, which aunt and uncle are we talking about?
Everyone's family.
It was really funny. My husband's best friend, he just had a baby and she's actually 7 months old now. We got to see her on the last day before we like took off. Mm-hmm. And it was really funny to be called auntie for like the first time somebody who wasn't like, I mean, my best friends, like they refer to me as like auntie. But like it was really crazy to be handed the baby and be like, go to your auntie. And I'm like, oh, I fucking earned it. I've arrived. It was so exciting for me.
You're gonna be a superstar.
I was like, you're coming home with me, baby. I was so excited.
I love that. Yeah, that's nice.
It was exciting to kind of like, that's a big moment, a badge of honor.
Yeah.
As somebody who's not from the islands, it was really exciting.
That's a big moment. No, I feel you there. All right, so here we go. We're not going to reel it in, but we're going to start talking about pizza. Pizza's awesome.
Pizza's life.
There's no wrong answer. It's also simultaneously a very polarizing conversation.
I don't understand how.
Because people in Chicago think, never mind.
We don't care what they think.
So New York.
Take your deep dish, eat and be happy.
That's what lasagna's for.
Yeah. I was just going to say.
New York, West Coast, Chicago. It doesn't have to be what's your favorite, but like, what's the difference? What's the most important to the food, the pizza world? Tell us, because, you know, that's the great debate. And then like, I mean, lean in. I think you've already categorized your more of an East Coast inspired type pie. Mm-hmm. But just, I mean, three buzzwords and I'll let you guys do the rest. New York, Chicago, and West Coast. What comes to mind when you say pizza?
Man, both rich histories and all three. Complete opposites, all three.
Mm-hmm.
I would say East Coast, if I was to describe them, East Coast is very dough driven. Okay. So they're very focused on the dough.
Yep.
And then Chicago is very fulfilling. So like lasagna, that's the perfect way to describe it.
So Chicago makes lasagna. Got it.
And then
I fuck up some lasagna still.
It's hard. And then West Coast is very, what kind of toppings can we put?
Yeah. Topping focus. Yep.
Yeah, very topping focus. So those are like the general. It's not what it is now, but the umbrella of it, I would say those are. Yeah.
I like those distinctions. I think those are really quick, easy, good way. Yeah. I do agree. West Coast is focused on toppings.
East Coast doesn't normally break.
Yeah.
And then West Coast is like, let's innovate.
West Coast is like that for all of their foods too, is like very topping centric. Nico is big. We don't eat poke here because it's a waste of time most of the time.
Yeah,
but like his big thing is always like, why are they putting everything on it? He was like, avocado doesn't belong on it. Like, why are you putting all this shit on it? Like, keep it simple, keep it clean, like keep it just like, you know, you have your spicy ahi, you have like your regular shoyu, but like
it's got lost.
But I mean, like here on the West Coast, we always are focused on putting toppings on everything of like how many things can we put on it?
keep and then what they do wrong on the West Coast that they don't do in the East Coast. So what I noticed when we moved here, the West Coast is a very build it your own mentality.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's less of like, oh, this is how it came versus I want it this way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of that.
We have all these fucking dietary restrictions. Sorry. All these dietary restrictions here and never mind. I don't need to offend anybody.
I don't
anybody.
Think that's a dietary restriction thing.
No, like
thing.
Just like, well, I want avocado on my poke. Like that, right?
Yeah.
Like it's you go not, to yes. Hawaii, they don't do yeah. avocado, but you no. come here it's like, I want avocado.
Like there's the recipes of the different poke that you can have and like, and that's that.
Mm. And
like,
they're marinated.
And they're marinated. That's the other big thing that like nobody does here is nobody marinates them. Or like the big thing is he's always like, by the time you get it and have so much toppings, you like you don't even have any fish any. Like there's hardly any fish yeah. and it's focused on the toppings, which it should be reverse.
We'll bring mayo you guys, we'll bring you guys some next time. He's going to make you guys some poke.
Yeah, we actually are you really? We used to have a poke pop-up back on Guam.
Okay.
Yes, it's called
I wish I would have brought you my futakake.
Oh, you have a futakake?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Buy that.
Well, these are all for you to take home today. I'll make sure. Dang it.
Yeah, there's something to dive in there too about like the West Coast is very like much so like what are my options and like customize it. And I think that expands more than just food. I think like that's an overarching mentality. I think like that goes back to as far as what, you know, the Wild West of like place of opportunity and really doing whatever you want to do.
It's
the land of do whatever you want to do. And I think the word that you used was innovation. And I think that's very interesting because a lot of times innovation and history or like culture, whatever you want to call it, tend to start to diverge from each other.
Mm-hmm.
And so like, how do you maintain innovation and then cultural history or something that's somewhat nostalgic? Like how do you maintain that? I think is a very interesting conversation to be had because often they will diverge from one another.
Yeah. And there is that's an episode of its own. Think that has a lot to do.
That's an article for Bon Appetit.
Yeah, that's why
we have a really small menu, and people would come in and be like, okay, I want pineapples, I want this, and
oh,
pizza.
Man. I'm
like,
they didn't even look at the menu.
Did you even look at the menu?
Just, yeah.
That's why we were in the beginning, we were worried about how they would receive it because, you know, a lot of, and going back to the build it your own mentality, a lot of people don't like it when they say the two phrases, which is we can't and we don't.
Mm-hmm.
People don't like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So it's been interesting.
It's so tough.
It's been interesting.
But I think you picked the right Tri-Valley city in Livermore. I used to work in Pleasanton.
Pleasanton's the worst. There, we said it. We said it. The customers in Pleasanton, you know who you are. You're a problem. You know who you are. Not all of you, but some of you know who you are.
Yeah.
And you guys picked me on the wrong day. I'm jet lagged and I'm sassy.
We're still new here, so.
Pleasanton customers, there's a specific group of Pleasanton customers. Well, there's a reason.
You go to any restaurant in Pleasanton, there's a Caesar salad.
I do fuck up a Caesar salad.
I digress. Oh, yeah, but Livermore is, I love the food scene here. We've all got a lot to learn and a long way to go, but we are more open to, I'll try that out. You know, we're lower your guard and like, guys don't do pineapple on your pizza? Well, the mushroom one sounds fine. Like we're
absolutely.
Or also just like respecting what like the businesses say that they're going to do. Like we I feel like for the most part, Livermore is really cool about respecting it because like, if you don't like it, then like, okay, then a lot of people will be like, okay, like I'll try something
else.
That's
what round table's for. Go to
like,
round table.
Yeah, like they'll go elsewhere. And that's, and I think that's what's great.
Why are you trying to make me like every other pizza place?
Yeah, I think it was yesterday. Oh, he was so angry because we had this one last customer, right? We were closing.
What was his
name?
Roger Stanley? Fucking Roger.
They go, you know, it's one thing to say, oh, pineapple, this and that on my pie. But it's another thing to say, can you just undercook it? I don't like it burnt. I don't like it. I'm like, oh no.
Yeah.
What does that even mean?
I don't like it charred. So they want it
literally go to a different pizza place.
No, I mean, it's not that we can't char. It's designed to char. So the water we put on it, the height, the temperature is cooked at. It's designed to char in its maximum like 1 to 6 minutes.
I turned to him like, oh no.
So she wanted.
She
was like, let me get extra cheese. We like it really cheesy. And we didn't want to be that. There's a lot of pizza places that have rules.
Yeah.
Like no half and halves. No this. We didn't want to be that place, but we don't know how to. We didn't want to say no. So it's like, how do we like redirect it? And then it's like, I want it super cheesy. I already had a problem with the cheese, right? I'm like, the crust is not gonna hold the cheese up. And then she's like, oh, and then don't cook it too long. And I'm like, okay, now.
Now we got
now you're messing
now you're
going to
get undercooked pizza. Like, seriously. Like,
and you're going to go bring it to your friends and be like, check out this undercooked pizza.
No, it started browning at 3 minutes. And I'm like,
yeah,
I can't have to take it out. She's not going to eat it. And there's so much cheese on it. It's not cooked. And I'm like, man, if she wants it. And so we sent it out.
Did you guys educate her on it?
They weren't that tight.
Yeah. So I'm like, just get ready for a really bad
yeah,
review.
Yeah, so I was like, okay. And then after I sent it out, I realized.
That's not our pizza.
That's not our pizza. We can't do that. Like, it's not what we designed.
First and last.
You guys have to be happy with it.
Yeah.
America's really interesting in our food culture because if you're in Europe, a lot of times they're like, what do you mean menu options? I gave you the specials. Get fucked.
Yeah.
Like, I gave you, like, these are the things. Like, we're not doing this. Yeah, no, like, it's very much so, like, this is what we're making tonight. And if you don't want it, get fucked. Like, whereas in the U.S., we have a very opposite culture. And we really need to find a balance of between get fucked and like being semi-accommodating.
Yeah,
but it was interesting because we have this mentality of then when we go anywhere, we want everything, like you were saying earlier, customizable without understanding why it can't be.
Yeah. Or understanding why it came the way it did.
Yeah.
And that's
like dating somebody and be like, I hate everything about you. Can you change this?
Wow.
And you're like, why wouldn't you just go find somebody you actually
don't
like to
green,
date? Like,
yeah, man.
Can you just change like
about
everything about you? That'd be great.
There's something about your face.
that we can't. Oh, yeah. Change.
So, okay. So we did it. New York pizza is classic West Coast toppings. Chicago pizza sucks by lasagna. Got it.
Time and place. I just want to clarify. We don't hate these pizzas. Yeah. Time and place.
Jeremy, that was all Jeremy's words.
So that was my words, not his.
We're going to send Chicago after him.
Chicago's going to come with pitchforks. What are you doing?
Come on. Chicago's a great city.
I'm happy with all pizzas.
Stick to what you're good at. Stick to what you're good at.
And then, you know, all rich histories and their products.
Heck yeah. Yeah, and I love a good lasagna. These pizzas are ridiculous.
They're so good.
Reheat on these are actually, we tested them out because we know that a lot of our customers are to go or take out.
Yeah.
So he made sure the reheat on these are just as good.
You're going to get it no different than when you come in for a slice and you order from us. When you reheat these in the pan, you're going to get it no different than that.
Well, I love that. I'll be testing that.
Do you guys? Okay, so I know that pizza is the thing. Pizza is it. I'm convinced. Is there anything else? Because you were just saying that, like, you do your own poke. Is there anything else that you guys, like, do?
Well, come
like
on.
Special pop-up things that you guys do every once in a while? Special offerings?
No. Oh, as far as, like, right now with the shop?
Yeah.
No, just pizza.
For now, I think.
Yeah, for now.
But, like, personally on the DL, it sounds like?
Oh.
I don't know, because that's... Okay, is that what it seems like?
Whenever you guys can get my hands. So, the best... We got bluefin, not yellowfin. We got... So, funny thing is, we got bluefin... From the person I did not expect it from, which is our electrician.
He's
an avid fisher, and we sell from the islands. Like, he was even telling me, he's like, I got divorced for this, man. Like, I spent all my time. No, like, straight up, he was like,
have you
I
never
spent
heard that country
time.
Song?
Huh. I got divorced for this?
No, like, there's a country song about, it was, I can't even remember who the artist is from when I was, like, a kid, but it's, like, the song is, like, if you go out fishing, like, I'm going to divorce you, and he goes, I'm going to miss her.
Yeah,
like, that's the whole song. Like,
story.
Fishermen are not, like, they're no joke. That's their life. Yeah.
He saves up all his money, all his leave, and he goes on charter for, like, a month or two.
Yeah.
Like, every year.
Yeah.
So he's like, I got some bluefin. And I'm like, yellowfin? Because, you know, people get it confused.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's like, no, I got bluefin. Backpacked. I'm like, okay.
Send it.
Yeah. So he drops them by, and then I felt so bad. We ate so much bluefin, we had to throw the rest away. We were so full.
Call me next time. That's okay.
We're
bluefin chew total.
Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Yeah.
My husband's best friend is a really good fisherman, and we always benefit off it. He sent us back with a bunch of stuff on the way here.
Man,
I want. Yeah.
Nakoa's a terrible fisherman. Nakoa apparently is like bad luck to have on the boat. He's a good vibe, but bad luck. But his best friend is a fantastic fisherman, and every time we see them, they just like absolutely stuff us full of fantastic fish.
God,
yeah. We'll let you guys know in the next one because we've been wanting to make some gold.
Yeah,
food.
I think the last time, our customer, really, really, you know, regular. His name's Nico. And
young, it doesn't matter. He drives a nice car.
I
made him how we make it. Or again, it's like East Coast, but I don't make it the traditional way. But we made it how we make it on the island, and strong shoyu, a lot of onion. That's the thing. And it has to sit. The onion flavor, you have to marinate it. A lot of thinly sliced onion.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So then, some days, you know, we'll have extra maybe island food and we'll give it to whoever's
in the
first
back there. Okay, I got to stop.
I'm going to write my name in on the list.
I
got
to stop having other people pick up my pizzas is what I need to do. That's the fun of it. That's the fun of it. It's your place. You guys make pizzas and you guys can have fun however the heck you want. And that's a great way to have fun is Livermore, we're known as a cow town, raised on beef. But we're still the Bay Area. We are not far from the coast.
This is the last stop, right?
This is the last stop. Yes, sir. Before you head over to Savannah land.
Yeah.
But the point is we're so close to the coast though. There's a fish, there's a seafood demographic here that is so underserved.
Yeah.
Especially this far in. And we're getting better. Range Life does a good job of seasonal fish items.
Yeah. Now we've got a crudo, so good.
We've got a cured fish bar. Yeah. It's like a fish bar.
Who told us? Their whole premise is...
Range?
Yeah, the Luna, the bartender.
Mm-hmm. Luna's the best! Shout out to Luna!
So she said that they do...
I love Luna.
Their fish is super farm to table.
Yeah.
Which is... so rare, man.
So when you go in on a night where they got a special one, my God, it's so fucking exciting. I forgot what we got back in
December, January.
That's what it was in January when we went in.
Because we tried the crudo and it was like...
We missed out.
The crudo is...
The texture.
The crudo's so good. We sit down,
we'll take two oysters and two crudos and then we start to order.
Yeah.
It doesn't need, I've seen a lot of freaking fancy crudos and that didn't need, all they put, I think, was a little bit of salt, olive oil. That's all it needed.
Yeah. Sometimes a citrus and then really nice.
Yeah, Bill's
like very
food
tiny
is,
accompaniments.
It's
he gets it.
It's frustratingly simple because you look at it and you're like, okay, how come I can't do that?
It tastes like less is more.
And it's laced with technique and whatnot, but like it just proves that like the crudo is just good. It's literally good ingredients.
Yeah.
Just done right.
And then anytime on the entree, they'll have like a really good fish. Typically rockfish is obviously a popular one out here, but they switch it up.
When he loads up that fish menu, my wife and I are there.
We do. That is a pro tip. If you go to Range Life, one of the first things you have to order is going to be the crudo because once it's done for the night, it's done for the night. Yeah. So you got to get your order in. Sometimes there's been times where they've been like, oh my God, we have one left. I'm like, go run the order in. I will literally order everything else after.
I mean, 100%. I get to see a lot from the Japanese, just like Range Life, right? You've done it so long that you've mastered. Mm-hmm. There's so much depth to it being simple, though. Because in my opinion, if I look at it, I'm like, okay, it's crudo, olive oil, salt, citrus, right? Mm-hmm. If I do that same thing, it's not going to taste like theirs.
Yeah.
Yet they're just such masters at doing it they're executing it very highly.
Level. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's so simple and you just eat it and it's just,
shout out to
them.
So, damn it, man.
So much respect, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Come on. I'm starving for everything right now. I'm gonna grab
Can I give a shout out while we're talking about food?
Yes, ma'am.
It's your podcast. Thank you. If you guys are on Oahu, please go hit up Cow Cow Grill. That's KAUKAU. Our friend Ryan, he's the main guy whipping it up back there, and he has a fantastic sashimi business and just everything fish. He's just so talented. We can't wait for one day for him to open his own spot. But it's so great.
It's Ono or not?
It's Ono. Yeah. If you guys are on Oahu, go hit him up. It's not far from the airport at all. Really small parking lot. Order ahead if you can. Absolutely love that place.
I'm here for it.
Shout out to Ryan. Shout out to everywhere. Shout out to Oahu.
Mushrooms and fish. It's my seafood. It's my protein of choice. Okay. Wow. What an episode, guys. Are you enjoying this? How are you guys doing over there?
No, we're good.
You guys are good at this. This is your first podcast?
Yeah.
We just love talking to you, honestly.
Yeah. Oh, man. Well, you're crushing it. Same.
That's why we started this.
Yeah, you're doing it professionally.
Well, I mean, hardly.
You can't do. Just go buy some bikes.
We're here for it. No, this is great. So Livermore is on the rise. You chose the right place. Continuing to talk about the independent business. Are there, as Savannah mentioned, and which is... very important, right? As a small business podcast, we try and share, you know, we try and share our, with our guests, we try and share just little gems and little snippets, right? And I think from this one, there's a bunch of them relative to how you create community. You're one of the most knowingly thoughtful small business owners as far as, like, you knew exactly what you were looking for. And a lot of people will compromise on that for price. Well, this price fits. I'm not going to find it anywhere else. Like, and it doesn't, you guys were very thoughtful. I mean, the question is, like, have there been any very challenging moments as far as, like, what's been the most challenging? You're 7 months young in a brick and mortar. You know, terrible timing as far as when you came here in 2020. can you speak to a particular challenge that lasted longer, that tested you guys in ways you weren't maybe prepared for? And obviously overcame it, but was there anything that that rattled you guys pretty good?
I think it has to be the very beginning when we were looking for equipment, right? Mm-hmm. And so since we're super new, nothing was getting approved. Mm-hmm. You're like, you don't have anything in your name, you know, whatever.
Yeah, so it's like, so if you're a new business, they want you to have, in order to apply, you have to have 2 years of experience. I'm like, what?
How does that work?
And it's called a new business loan. I'm like,
so it was, you know, I mean, we had our own budget and everything, but when we were looking for equipment, we're like, man, we can't, we want this oven, we want this mixer, and so we had to be resourceful. And you know, one night he was just on his phone on Craigslist, and he goes, this is, you know, what would you say? This is the oven that you...
Best oven on the market right now, electric. So you wouldn't think these were cooked in electric. You think it's wood fire, but...
But it's like 30 grand, was it?
These are cooked in electric.
It's cooked in electric. Electric.
Oh, wow. And is it a pop through, like you're popping in? Or
it's
is
a deck,
it a...
so yeah, you okay, open it and then you launch it straight onto the...
Yeah,
on the stone. Okay. The stones.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it was like, was it 30 grand or like 50 grand, something like that?
Original? Well, yeah. Our actual oven, the model that we have brand new is about, with installation, freight, is almost 50 to 60.
So that's a lot of pie.
We don't have that.
It's a whole college education.
That's a lot of pie.
So I think this story was, it's something that kind of created us in a way. It's a funny story to tell because we found it, we found an oven just like what he's looking for through Craigslist. Mm-hmm. And what is this? It's in LA. So we drove down there the next day.
Oh my God.
And
it was like some, you know, it's a guy retired. He's an engineer.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, but
always a fucking engineer.
Yeah. Craigslist. Yeah, money to throw, man. And I was like, well, at first it was on Craigslist.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know, it's Craigslist. I'm like, I screenshotted the info. I'm like, okay, I'm still looking. Mm-hmm. Already we can't get any oven brand new. I have to go. So I'm like, I'm really like trying to look.
It was June. So we got the place in June and we didn't have any oven to cook
fuck.
In. So we're like, you know, we need something cooking.
Yeah. And then, so I go back, I circle back to the ad and I can't find it. It was only a week. I was like, I can't find the freaking ad. I was like, shit, maybe it's sold. And then I'm like, okay, let me just text him. So I text him, see what's up. He's like, yeah, I still got it available. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, we're somewhere. So we take a day trip down there and I'm looking at it and I'm like, okay, but I can't test it though. This is all good.
Oh,
yeah.
Everything you're telling me is good, but sitting in a warehouse, I can't.
A car, what is it?
That's how I could tell they're kind of trustworthy on them. It was like in a vintage car lot. So I'm like, you got like Porsches.
they have money.
VW, yeah I'm like, VW bus.
Around.
I'm like,
this is like, they're not fucking around then. That's VW a rare bus, vehicle and that's a lot of money to put into it.
No, they weren't. Like what they had lying around that lot, I'm like, okay, this is, he's telling some truth.
Yeah.
And then, but still, you know, to drop. So we actually got it for a fraction of the price. We got it for like 15,000.
Wow.
And the oven was only 2 weeks old.
Yeah. Rare find there.
You know what? I don't know who that guy is, but like, shout out to him.
Shout out to the engineers with VW buses, bro.
Yeah. He was like, I bought a pizzeria. I thought I was going to be, you know, walking the park. And then he's like, he sold the pizzeria. The guy that bought it didn't want any of the equipment. So he has all this equipment. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I just want this one. I just need this one. It's called a Pizza Master.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And yeah, we settled on them. And then, oh, my heart dropped. We couldn't rest until we plugged it in and I flipped it on, which is like 2 months.
Oh,
because we just dropped 15. And I'm like, this is a lot of money in our budget. So much, right? Mm-hmm. But we did the turnaround.
What a leap of faith. Yeah, oh, my God. How'd you sleep at night?
No, we didn't until And so I flipped it on. So our electrician hooked up. I'm like, okay, ooh.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, that was a big one. That was a big one.
Yeah, it was even a pain in the ass to get it in the shop, too.
I bet.
Because it was in this truck where they loaded it. And
yeah, so we did a carrier website, and they guess they like outsourced to small companies, a cheaper price for us. And then, so they're like, have an issue. And then he texted me, he's like, okay, it's on the truck. I'm like, okay. So then it comes here, and it's there like a week after we got it. It's there. Sitting in the street, and I'm like looking at it. I'm like, okay, how are we gonna? We'll just roll it down. Mm. He's like, no, you need a forklift. I'm like, what? He's like, no, the ramp can't put it down. I'm like, how did they put it on? And he's like, oh, they had a forklift. And of course, in a mechanic shop.
Yeah.
They had a forklift. I'm like, I don't have a forklift.
That would have been some valuable information yesterday. Yeah.
He just texted me.
Yeah.
Was that
6 a.m. or 7 a.m.? Yeah.
6 or 7 a.m. And then
just fucking.
He's like, it was already 2 hours. I'm like, thinking, I'm like, looking online. I'm like, where to rent a forklift? Oh, I need a license. Oh, forklift class. I'm like, no, like, I, you know.
Oh, bro, you should have hit us up. We got a warehouse down the street. Oh,
yeah,
man.
You got
oh,
it.
Man.
You have to go. Next time you need a forklift, hit up a winery. Be like, pizza for wine or pizza for the forklift.
But it was like 7 a.m. at this point. He was waiting, and he's like, dude, I got to go. I got other deliveries.
Ooh.
I'm like, this oven is not leaving here. It's here. Yeah. It's not leaving.
Yeah.
So we walked around to, I think there's a, you're around familiar with Crisp? Crisp?
Around Kitty Hawk.
Around Kitty Hawk?
Yeah.
I know Kitty Hawk.
They like make menus and billboards. Like around. But oh, yeah. Okay. Marking, so we found them. We found them, and there was like one guy in the warehouse. I'm like,
did you literally walk over there? And no, you're like, yeah, I would have.
Yeah, and then,
save us.
Help, I was like, help, can we use your forklift? He's like, I can't. It's too old. It's just for the. It's a small warehouse. Yeah, it's rusty. The wheels are old. He's like, we can't bring it out. I'm like, okay, maybe I'm at this point. I'm like thinking, maybe I'll give up. You know, just come try another day.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at the oven. I go back and I'm like, okay, maybe if he brings the forklift there or brings the oven there, that he brings the truck to their warehouse. So I go back. I ask the guy, if he brings it here, can you take it off for me? I just need it off the trailer.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, man. Okay, I'll help you out. So we're like, yes. So he brings it there. We get it situated, and then he takes it off the trailer, and it's on the ground already. Mm-hmm. And he leaves, and we're like celebrating, yeah. And nice then I'm chapter. Like, okay, now we're like a quarter mile away from the shop with a 1,000-pound oven on the worst casters you could have.
Yeah,
the worst plastic casters that you can freaking have.
Oh man,
on gravel, and I'm like, okay, now. And then my uncle's there, like, what are we gonna do? I'm like, gotta start pushing, man. So it took us an hour.
We pushed that thing for an hour.
They were on the street, in the middle of the street, pushing
for an hour. We're moving at like 1 mile per hour.
But
the whole time, there's a street curve like that.
Wait, that's so funny because you guys also have to go over the main, it's not the highway. What like is that road? 24
Hour Fitness, too.
Yeah.
It's right behind 24 Hour Fitness. Yeah. We have to push it from warehouse, and then we took a left and pushed it all the way behind 24 Hour.
Yeah.
It took about an hour and a half.
You really want it? You'll find a way.
The whole time.
It's true.
Feeling like the oven was going to tip the whole time.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
That's why you'll see, and I think I posted some videos, you'll see a yellow, what is that, on the bottom of the oven?
Oh, yeah. I had to tie strap the oven because the way they situated the oven onto the trailers, on each corner of the legs was pulling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So in transition and in transit, God. It moved, and it some of the stands cracked. So I had to like have a tie strap on the
works,
bottom.
It works, though.
Yeah, it works.
But it works. That's all that matters.
There it is. It's working.
So if you want some, if you want to get something on a budget, be prepared.
I can't believe you guys. I mean, I can believe you guys pushed it, but like you could have at least like next time call somebody. There's plenty of people who will help you push it.
Oh man. Well, now you know, bro.
Yeah.
Now you know.
It's a good workout.
Some shit Nico and I would do.
Yeah.
I would say that's the worst we've overcame. And because of course, without a pizza oven, no pizza shop.
Yeah.
And then
we had everything. We had everything, you know, except the oven. So we're like, okay.
And the reason why I was so stuck on this oven was because of the turnaround time, the glass door. And then we had to think highly about our operations because just us two. So we can't be taking too long for certain things and turnaround time for how hot the oven. This was just the best.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I need this one.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just happy I found it the way I did.
Mm. Shit.
Craigslist, guys.
Shit.
It was serendipitous.
That's Man, that's wild. We've done that before, man.
Sounds like every time Nico and I have moved.
Yeah, we probably
just us two always pushing
opening,
shit.
Opening week, I lost like 15 pounds.
Opening week?
Yeah.
I mean, we did all the paintings in like
the week we got the shop. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All the paintings because it was just us, me, you, and Uncle Jess. Uncle Jess is our artist.
Yeah, he did all the artwork
all
in the shop.
Artwork.
Okay.
Yeah. And my sister sometimes.
So we thought that was the hardest part. And I'm like, okay, it's here. And my uncle, we're looking at it. We're waiting for the cleaners to finish. We're looking at it. I'm like, my uncle's like, easy money. We're just going to go in there and paint and lay the coat. So we go in there and we're like laying the coats and they're not sticking. They're dripping.
No.
And so there's some weird material on it.
Yeah.
So we had to sand the entire place down.
Of course. Yeah. Of course.
Yeah.
It's like one after the other.
Yeah. It's just it's
throwing a couple grand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Exactly.
That is, well, hey, welcome to independent business, guys. Yep. You can do it.
Yeah.
And you probably wouldn't, well, I'm sure you would hope for a few things different, but you wouldn't change a thing.
So. No,
it was such a learning experience. The only thing we didn't do was the electricals. We did everything. Me, my wife, and my uncle.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Hey.
Me and Camille.
Well, congrats, man. They build businesses and make pies on the side.
That's wild.
That's fucking A. Fucking A. That's, God, I'm getting, you know, I hope to have a brick and mortar one day, and I'm excited and terrified of what you can expect to.
McCormick who?
Yeah, I know.
Can I say brand names? I'm sorry.
Go ahead. We are we love a good cease and desist. It means we're being heard. But you just don't know until you know, man.
Yeah,
you think everything's going right, and then the paint doesn't stick, and you're like,
you just gotta do what you gotta do.
You just gotta do what you gotta do.
I mean, literally everything wasn't ideal. Our space was not ideal. That was too big for us. Way too big. But then we, with everything that happened, you know, me and Camille were just like, we just need our shot, man.
Mm-hmm.
We just need our shot. Get us through the door.
Let's get started.
Let's get us through that door. So,
It is way too big. Way too big. we wanted more kitchen space.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but instead you got more front of the house space.
Yes.
Oh, man. So, you know, if you see us in the back, we're like, okay, let me move. Let me get the basil.
Every kitchen is like that. Just like always, there's never enough space.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Ever.
Never.
7 months young. You guys got nothing nothing but blue skies ahead of you. So
yeah, thank you.
And everyone's rooting for you. If you haven't been to Corner Slice, you need to get there.
If you haven't been to Corner Slice, you're not my friend anymore.
What are you even doing?
You won't be my friend again until you go.
I know. I got to get my
buddy. I will be checking receipts.
She's fucking serious.
Show me your statements.
No, she takes pizza real serious.
There's not a whole lot I take seriously, but pizza is one of them.
I've been doing this for 2.5 years with you. It's the first thug tier I've seen you drop here.
That's awesome. Man.
The pizza thug tier. So question we always like to ask people, you live here in Livermore. When you guys get a day off, that isn't consumed by a podcast, what do you guys find yourself doing? How do you guys, you know, we usually ask this as the ideal weekend in Livermore, but you know, what do a couple days off look like for, Cam and Joe?
We kind of just wake up whenever we want.
I like that.
That's a great start.
Yeah.
So independent business owner, we still got to go to the shop for a little bit and then we come back home and. Usually, our favorite thing to do is just coffee, pastries, and then we just go sit somewhere.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, the park.
I like those things,
park
too.
Somewhere. Well, that's all we do. It's really just simple.
Yeah. And we want
hear the birds chirp. And we're just
where do you guys sit?
I actually heard something recently that hearing birds chirping, a study, I don't know what the study was because a friend shared it with me, but listening to birds chirp lowers anxiety levels.
Oh, I totally believe that.
Yeah.
It's so satisfying. That makes sense. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Hearing them chirp and I think it's probably because it gives you, it like probably tricks you into thinking like, oh, like, because they did a recording of birds chirping. So I'm thinking what it is that it tricks you into thinking you're in nature and having a really great time outdoors.
Well, I totally.
So if you're having a bad time, look up some bird chirps on YouTube.
Yeah, open up that window.
And then feeling the sun, we love to feel the sun.
Feeling the sun is everything,
This rainy weather's been insane, so when there's a nice day we're out the shop, it's nice to just be out.
To be out.
It is everything.
Or like you barbecue outside the house.
Yeah.
Oh my God, barbecuing outside.
Well, got stolen, so.
What got stolen?
A $30 Weber grill. I'm like, who's going to take my rusty grill?
No, someone stole my cheap Weber grill too.
You're kidding me.
Not recently, but I was like, are you
the
kidding?
Tiny one?
The tiny one. That's
the same thing. Wait, they're building a mega grill.
No, not to mention they stole two shoes, a left shoe. Why would you not take the other shoe?
Oh, did you guys see that video?
I'm so frustrated. No.
Did you guys see the video of the person? He has one leg. And he went onto somebody's porch and he stole the one shoe that he needed.
Damn. If I saw that on my Nest camera, I'd be like, that dude needs that shoe better than I do, man.
Yeah.
But don't take my fucking Weber. There's food in it. Wrapped in tinfoil.
I take it back. It was opposite. They took both shoes and they're like, why did you need both of the shoes? Oh, that's what it was.
Dude.
But yeah, just like middle of the night, like there's a Ring camera and he like just gets up on the porch and takes both shoes.
I see so much Traegers. I'm like, why would you take my Weber? Why? It's so bad.
Because you know what it is you're not going to notice the little Weber, but you're going to notice.
The first thing I noticed. Like, it's such a good Weber.
No, not you guys. I'm talking about like you as in the royal you of like somebody who's driving by isn't going to notice the tiny Weber, but they're going to notice you dragging a giant Traeger.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, fair.
But the Weber's great though, man.
Do you guys have...
I fucking love the Weber, man. It was such a...
Coffee.
I know.
It's my tailgate barbecue.
You guys
and then
have
the Raiders
a...
moved and it doesn't matter.
Coffee. We're your coffee spot?
Where's your poison?
Story.
Yeah.
And
okay,
Wingin,
cool.
Wingin for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Great
cool.
Espressos.
Oh, yeah.
Great espressos.
We're united.
We're
yeah.
If we're going, if we join hands.
Yeah,
no, for sure. By far. Like their craft. Do you just see people addicted to their craft? Or
Yeah.
Focus.
Yeah.
So if we're going out though, blue bottle.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
On a chain level, the way they scaled, blue bottle.
I can respect.
I love your guys' business minds.
You just see baristas, like when you, like even at Wingin, right? When you see the barista taste espresso or like they're so locked in, right? You just know it's going to be good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know it's going to be good.
Or also like, I do like that too. Or Story Coffee, like it always cracks me up because I'm like, it's Nicole and I. Give us whatever, guys. We're going to come back tomorrow. Like we're happy. But if it's not good, they're like, no, we're literally not going to serve that.
Yeah.
We're literally not going to serve it. We've tried to take one before and Daniel shoved
his hand
in it.
Yeah,
shoved his hand in it so that we couldn't drink it. Like literally. Because he was like, I said it wasn't good.
That's so funny. Have you guys tried that ice cream?
Yes, I got 2 pints in my refrigerator.
Solid. I'm pretty sure you owe me a pint.
That tastes like affogato.
Am I wrong?
Or 1 pint.
It tastes like affogato in a bowl.
Oh, yeah. A pint.
So amazing.
No, they,
so freaking amazing.
They do good stuff over there. And just fun collaborations.
Again, care about the craft. Yeah.
Yes. Fun fact. Paul.
Yes.
We dropped a pizza to him from our house.
So he's been a customer.
He's been a customer ever since.
Really?
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, we were just like.
How do you find
We didn't even have any. We were still thinking about being a pop up.
Fucking Paul Creed.
Yeah, he followed us, and then he was like, he DM'd us. Those pies look legit.
I think, do you want one? Yeah, our Instagram was already on public, and he was posting like here and there.
Yeah.
You know, we had like 2 followers.
Yeah, we weren't even sure what we were going to do yet. That's how early it was.
and your mom.
Paul and your mom.
Paul was like, DM'd us. Oh, those pieces look legit. And I was like, you want one? He's like, sure.
Paul's
and I totally
so great.
Jacked up his orders. I'm like, what do you want, pepperoni? And I brought him a cheese. Sorry, Paul.
Doesn't sound like he complained.
Yeah.
No, yeah.
Paul doesn't care.
Paul's a straight shooter. He's pretty.
He's still coming in.
We had like one Gosney. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and he's right on your side of the town too. So it's not far at all.
Pepperoni and sausage. That's his go-to.
Is that his jam?
Pepperoni sausage.
Yeah. You got pepperoni sausage.
I'm excited for the mushroom. I'm a big mushroom pizza person.
Yeah.
Ooh,
yeah.
We like the shroom dealer.
The shroom dealer's dope. Do you guys put Jovies on pizza yet at all?
Nice. Oh man, that's a hard one here.
Is it?
Oh, let's hear why. Hot takes.
I mean, there's a very niche amount of people that like anchovies, right? Yeah. But anchovies on the pizzas,
because we tried the clam and it was like,
people got grossed out. Like they were like, ew, clams. Oh. I'm like, have you been to Golden Boy in San Francisco?
Yeah.
There's a place in Oakland. Maybe you guys are familiar with it. It's a pizza place. Nakoa just sent this to me, but they're making like ube pie.
The Filipino place.
Yeah.
They did a tosilog pizza with vinegar.
Yes.
No, we have not been. I just got sent back.
Do you guys
want
to go together?
Yeah, I'd love to.
Let's go.
Sounds like a great time.
TGG outing.
Come on. We got a whole
bunch of people. You guys are now the... I feel like what would be really fun, because you guys really care about pizza, is it would be really fun to like test out a bunch of pizzas with you guys.
Pizza crawl.
We can call it island hopping.
Island hopping.
Come on. That's funny. That sounds like... No, I'm free that day, by the way. Just let me know when and where.
I'm glad you guys like the shroom one. The
shroom dealer,
the Chovies.
But let's not stray. Finish your sentiment. But let's not stray away from Chovies.
I
love Chovies though.
Fish related stuff. It's not the town, like you said. It's a real meat town.
Interesting.
But it's just so interesting because like bread and fish do like go together. Like especially if you think about like coastal Italian like towns.
I
mean,
the two things I've understood so far is that. This town, they don't like fish and mushrooms.
Mm-hmm.
So
stupid.
My theory on it was that they've had it cooked pro- Improperly. Cooked improperly.
Yes.
Mushrooms.
Yeah. I just had this conversation with my youngest brother-in-law who's 16 and he's so cute. I love him so much. He is taking like a cooking class. And so him and I always talk about, we were watching Top Chef every like second we like had, but it was really interesting because he mentioned that he didn't like mushrooms. I was like, what do you mean you don't like mushrooms? And then it was interesting because he was talking about it, and I was like, wait, how many times have you had it? And it was like twice. I was like, I don't, somebody didn't make it right for you.
Yeah.
He was, and that's what he said. He was like, I don't think it was cooked right.
No,
and,
just
because like a mushroom done bad is fucking gross.
Oh, if you undercook it, the juice that comes out, you cook it in that.
Yeah.
You got to pan fry it. Or you're like reducing in white wine and butter.
You can't crowd them. Like they have to be done right. But like mushrooms are so fucking good when they're done right.
I love it. Yeah. So
mushrooms. That's why I stopped doing a mushroom special because no one really gets it. So I'll do like pepperoni mushroom. It's the last thing.
You know what?
The cheese leaves.
It's true. You're right. That's so funny. When I was at Woodstock's, because you would have like our slices of the day. And so like there's four. You always have your pepperoni. We always have our cheese. We do something like whatever the random one is. And then we do like a mushroom one. Yeah. And the mushroom was always the one that which I was like, cool. So like we would take it home then. And it's mushroom was always my favorite.
Are you kidding me?
Best combo.
It's literally
it's sauce, mushroom, arugula, something sharp like an onion or fennel and anchovies.
Yeah. Something sharp.
Wow. Oof.
All day long.
Yeah. That's
some fishwife anchovies. Oh, damn it. Come on, Livermore. Let's be better. Pizza's a polarizing conversation.
It is.
It shouldn't be.
I mean, there's only two. It's either where's good pizza or where's the best taco. There's like the two, like, don't go down that.
Mm-hmm.
That's a dangerous
topic. And I also feel the very, maybe I don't feel the same way about tacos as I do about pizza.
I have
to evaluate that.
You don't.
Well, meaning in the sense of like, there is no wrong taco. Huh. Like there is no wrong pizza. Like I'm trying to think about all the places that I've had tacos at.
A soft flour tortilla taco is the wrong taco.
Okay, I guess you're right. There is a wrong taco.
There is a wrong taco.
There is a wrong taco.
Yeah. No, you can do it wrong. You can do it. It's hard to do it wrong. But you could.
But
do
you
wrong.
Can, yeah. Yeah.
That is like, well, that's like the one I can't stand.
Yeah,
that
I don't come across that. Flour, Taco Bell, yeah.
Ugh, but like the crunchy,
didn't they get awarded like the best Mexican food in the U.S.?
No, you're fucking lying.
I think I saw that somewhere.
Taco Bell?
No.
Yeah, Taco Bell. A white.
That's just so disrespectful. A white person did that. They fucking did.
I saw that somewhere.
They paid them.
That'll be our
I saw that though.
That'll be our TTG review channel, the colonizer.
One of my big pet peeves about what, and I don't know if it's like this in Guam, but in Hawaii, there's no good Mexican food. Just anywhere.
I believe that.
There just isn't. I've tried. And I just spoke to a Texan over this weekend while we were there because one of Nakoa's good friends is dating a non-local girl who's from Texas and her and I were chatting about it. I was just like, so...
Sit in
Hawaii. Not a lot. And I was like, not a lot of good Mexican food. She's like, I know, right? And like, that's like her big thing about living
Hawaii.
There. In Hawaii, there's no good Mexican food there.
If you take me to Hawaii and ask me to eat Mexican food, I'll fight you.
Dude, it's just like, there's no good Mexican food there. And it's
I'm
very
fine
sad.
With that because...
I'm not.
I need
there to be good Mexican food everywhere I go.
Give me the fresh fish. Give me everything else. Big bowls of ramen, spam musubis wrapped warm all the time. Let's just go. Stuffed in my pockets. I want
I
the
still
other
need good Mexican food.
That's
does Guam have good Mexican food?
Yes.
There was
one. I believe it.
Now it's closed anymore. Now it's closed. Yeah.
R.I.P.
Yeah, we still haven't had, I'll tell you what, man. The closest, I haven't had anything like her chicken. I don't know what it was. I feel like she combined local flavor.
Mm-hmm.
And it just kind of, Carmen's.
This taco spots chicken?
And it boosted the Mexican food. Like wow. Like her taquitos, not even Mexican, but her taquitos was so good. Her Mexican rice, it was so moist.
Spanish rice is solid, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, so
I think
good.
It's just like when you grow up with a specific thing and then you are, and I guess what I mean when I say like my pet peeve about Hawaii, there's a few things that keep us from living there, and not having good Mexican food is one of them. And I say that in all dead honesty. I mean that because when you grow up with a certain food, it's really hard to not have that.
Mm-hmm.
And like I grew up like eating Mexican food. So like if I don't have good Mexican food, it's a done deal. Like I can't live there.
Do you know what Hawaiians do really good?
Hawaiian food?
And
plate lunch?
Roasted pork.
Oh man,
yeah. You can make a good taco.
I'm also very passionate about the Hawaiian plate lunch, and I feel really passionately about Hawaiian food. That's pizza and Hawaiian food or Mexican food are my favorite foods.
Hawaiian pulled pork or Filipino roasted lechon. Let's go.
Hawaiian pulled pork. I gotta stay loyal to my boom.
Really?
I gotta stay loyal.
Crispy, crackly skin.
I'm a big drip guy. It's the pork fat.
Okay.
Again, going back to simplicity too, of like Kahlua pig simplicity.
Oh my god, Kahlua pig sliders.
So fucking good. So fucking good. I'm a big Lao Lao person too. Mm-hmm. My favorite combo: Lao Lao, Kahlua pig, rice mac salad. That's my ideal. That's my ideal like weekend food that I will eat all the time.
Ooh.
Nicole and I need to make. We need to open a Hawaiian food place.
What are we doing?
Oh my god. I don't know why I'm talking about this. Like, we need to do it.
No, there's one guy that he lives next to the shop, and he brings food. His name's Kanona.
Kanona. So
Shannon's Kitchen or Kanona's Kitchen.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he's from Hawaii, and man, he brought us.
Why don't we know him?
I think his IG is like Shan Can Cook.
Shan Can Cook, yeah. And he caters. We'll find him after. But we were like, we need this comfort food.
Yeah, we need to.
Because sometimes we're like, what do we want to eat? We don't know. Vital. It's the same thing.
It's vital. Yeah. Like when you're feeling, I think, like some type of way and going back to like the nostalgia, like it's vital to have, I think, culturally, I think no matter like who you are, like to have that comfort food of like whatever it was that you like grew up on. Like that's a vital thing, I think, to being like human.
The no-brainer of sorts.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you want for dinner? I don't know.
But it's interesting as you get older too, how you add new comfort foods into like your Rolodex, right? Mm-hmm. Of like you grow up on a certain thing. And so for me, Hawaiian food is also comfort food, mm-hmm. not because I grew up on it, but because I started the second half of my life with that.
Yeah.
Like that's nice. The food of my husband. That's the food of me.
Yeah.
If that makes any sense. That's really comforting to me.
But my it's changed a lot of that for me. Like my wife doesn't eat meat. You know, she's pescatarian, but she eats spam and bacon. So you know, things like chicken adobo, you know, I don't get to eat that anymore. I love fried rice, man. Fried rice
so good
all day long.
Yep.
But it's not that you have to have meat in there, it's just my wife doesn't really like, she's a purist, she likes white rice.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And like I want it 2 days old. And I'm going to throw all that old shit in there. Mm-hmm. Nicoa, keep those leftovers. I got something for
Nicoa
that.
Nicoa fucks up some fried rice for us. I get so excited whenever he makes
that
it.
That gravy thing you sent me, the loco moco?
It's whatever we have like in the fridge. Yeah. Yep. He like pulls it all out and puts it all together. And every time, fucking nails it. And then he'll make me like a huge plate. I'll be like, more.
And on Guam, we have a pepper paste called the Nancy. I don't know if Hawaii has it with their local peppers. It's like a grounded pepper.
Okay.
Red.
Is it like... Oh, no, it's not like lihing, right?
No,
it's
not like lihing. Not lihing. So they'll take the local chilies.
Like water pepper?
And they'll grind it with garlic in a mortar pestle, garlic. And it's like a garlic, like a chili paste.
Yeah.
Yeah, that we eat with loco moco, we eat with everything. Yeah. Spam fried rice, everything.
Chili pepper water is a big thing in Hawaii.
Chili pepper water?
Ooh.
Yeah. Nicole's talked to you about it a few times. Chili pepper water?
Chili pepper water.
Chili pepper water. It's got to be hella fast like that. Chili pepper water. You know what always kills me about my father-in-law is that he has like a really like thick like local accent, and it's like slow and it's back here and it's like, I don't know. It's always interesting to me because some people like, I don't know where I'm going with it.
Are you an impatient listener is what you're, or is he talking?
I'm an impatient listener, first of all, but it's also like strap in folks. Like get ready for the story. That's good.
2 days.
Pretty much.
That's helpful. Oh, that's good.
You know what? Okay. This was the story that I wanted to tell because we talked about.
No, we're keeping it.
What? We good?
No, yeah. We
talked about one bite. Everybody knows the rules. Okay. Right. Yeah. So my youngest brother-in-law is 16 and coffee's not a big thing like in Hawaii, or like it is and it isn't. Kona? Like it's hard to maybe Big Island, but like on Oahu, like to find a place that is similar to what Story Coffee is kind of hard to like find that. And there's a gal over on the west side. I forget what her name is. Go to Nicole's post. We posted her. She's got a cute little like pop-up thing. But every time we would get coffee, Nicole always gets an espresso plus whatever else. Mm-hmm. And we made my brother-in-law's name is not Pono. And we made Pono take a sip of it every single time. And this is a kid who's like raised on like sugar. Sugar's everything. He wants to go to Starbucks. He wants to get the sugary drink. Like everything he wants is sugar. So when you have something like espresso that has like well, like it was one sip and he would be like, terrible. And but like every single day, a few times a day, we'd be like, all right, Pono, you know what to do. And like it became a thing by the end of the trip that like he would just like stick his hand out and get ready to try one sip.
Like medicine.
Even though he hated it. He hated it. And we made him do it every time. It was just so funny that he was so game to just like keep trying, even though he hated it every time.
Yeah, he's here for it, man.
But if you just drink nothing but sugar, it's going to be one day it's going to be one of his favorite drinks too. I mean, you grow up and you grow to like coffee. Okay. But it was funny because every single time it was one sip. Everybody knows the rules. That's what it became.
One sip. That's funny.
So one bite. And I think that's a really good way to live life. You got to at least try something once.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Probably not even once. More than once.
Try it twice because there's a good chance you might not like it the first
time. Try it three times.
Except for
really commit.
Chicken feet. I did chicken feet twice. I still don't like it.
Chicken feet.
You got to do it for a third time.
No. We did it. We were good.
Adobo style?
Ooh. Just make sure you don't eat the nail.
They removed the nail.
I know. I just like to say that.
I tried.
I
did it twice.
Oh,
maybe just once. Maybe try it. We're gonna save that
for the forbidden takes. No, we got to start landing the plane. It happens fast. It happens fast.
I don't want it to be over.
I know. This was a great conversation about a whole lot of things. You guys speak our love language fluently, which is just like a whole bunch of different conversations about various foods.
Yeah. Oh man.
But clearly business savvy. And
we
think you guys are going to do well.
Thank you. You guys are already doing well.
And so we appreciate you being here. It sounds like you've listened to the podcast. So you know where we're going with this one. We like to round out with a little piece called, a moment of gratitude. And it can mean whatever it needs to mean for you guys. But we will let you guys have our few final words. And just share to listeners, little slicers, a little moment of gratitude, whatever you feel like, what you want to fly.
He's like, you're looking at me for
take it away, baby.
Moment of gratitude. Oh man. I think just really strangers supporting us, I'm really thankful for that because that means we're doing something great here. Mm-hmm. And, these customers that we have, they don't know anything about us. Mm. They just know our product. And so for them to come to the shop like 3 times a week.
Literally.
That's what I'm telling you.
Man, I'm really thankful for that.
I was telling her, we don't eat this much pizza. We have a customer
named Cody. He's in 168 slices since August.
What? Yeah.
Not including his whole pies.
Cody, you're my hero.
Cody, shout out Cody.
We're thankful for Cody.
Yeah.
And all right.
That's good.
Well, that's a, well, there it is. Well, I guess that, Savannah, this is the pizza episode. I feel like
I'm grateful for this episode. Yeah. I'm grateful for a lot right now. Hawaii left me in a really great place.
Yeah,
I'm grateful for people and good vibes.
Good for your soul.
Yeah, it is. It's the people there for me that do it.
Yeah, you're always
They're the best people. It's not just the place. It's the people there for me that just, I'm grateful for them.
Yeah.
Grateful we got an opportunity to go home.
I believe that. You always come. I think I've known you for at least two Hawaii trips and you come back particularly rejuvenated.
Happy with life, not because I was at a resort, because I was with local people and they're the fucking best.
You better believe it. So if we still got you, that wraps up another episode of TTG. We're going to shut this down. John's been just staring out the window. he wants a second and third slice of pizza here. So we're here at the one and only Advanced Creative Studio, hanging out with Corner Slice Pizza Shop. Go check them out. Stay tuned. We won't forget about it. This Thanksgiving, TTG is going to participate in a little balutan, and we're going to take care of somebody this Thanksgiving. You don't have to tear any muscles to participate. So With that said, we just ask you to remember to eat local, drink local, and live local.
Let's go.
Let's get the heck out of here, guys. Cheers.
Ooh.
All right.